And welcome back to the Jet Physical Therapy Radio Coach's Corner. Let's finish off today's show talking with our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. This week's recipient is Highland basketball player Zach Leshig. Zach, thanks for joining me here today.
Thanks for the invite.
All right. Well, Zach, great start to the season for your team, coming off a big win on Tuesday against Wapello. More on that in just a little bit. But let's look at generally, your team sits at 5-3. What do you like thus far from your team? What do you think you're doing well?
I definitely think that we have kind of responded to being challenged by our coach very well. You know, our three losses, we don't really consider good losses at all. You know, we in all three, we actually had maybe one or two good quarters, but we always, you know, kind of fell through at the end of the near the end of the game, the second half, and that kind of led to all three of our losses. So it's kind of been nice to, you know, be challenged by our coach and respond to that, and that definitely showed in our latest win. And that's probably our whole game right now, that we're a complete game that we've played. So it's been nice to, you know, kind of respond to that well.
And by complete game, more than four quarters, it went double overtime against Wapello, previously undefeated Wapello, big one on Tuesday, winning in double overtime. Just break down the madness. How did it all go down? You had 36 points, a big day for you. But what was your team doing well on Tuesday?
Well, we came out strong, like, for sure. Like, the first quarter, I think we were winning by maybe four at the end of the first quarter. And then after that, I feel like a lot of people were probably expecting it to Wapello to kind of come back and pull away near the end of the first half. But we kept it close, and we had a two-point lead going to the third quarter. And the third quarter is normally a really tough quarter for us. We normally start off with a few turnovers, and then things go downhill from there. At least in the IMS and past and Lone Tree game, they did. We did come out, and we had two straight turnovers, and things were kind of like looking like they were going to trend downhill. But we responded to it, and we got the lead back. And then from there on, it was pretty smooth sailing, just keeping the game close, and we gave ourselves a chance to win. It took us a couple extra periods to do but I mean, we got it done, so
yeah,
that was necessary. No, your team, and definitely we've had a little bit of trouble running a half court offense throughout all eight games, so we kind of focused on running first, you know, kind of trying to get some transition points, and then we'd kind of settle into our offense. That definitely helped a lot because we had a rhythm going, and it was just a lot more smooth getting into our offense and kind of playing throughout it and not doing motions like what we're told to do, but just like thinking on the go really quick, like playing the ball.
Yeah, right on. Well, what was the mood in that locker room after that big win?
Very hyped.
Yeah.
We were all kind of crazy because, you know, Wapello is a very good team and, you know, the top team in our conference right now. And we just came off a really tough loss to IMS where we felt like we put ourselves in the position to win for two quarters of that game and, you know, kind of blew it at the end or near the end. And so it was really fun to feel how good that win was. And, you know, kind of like showed the conference that we aren't just a two-quarter team that can give you a scare and then go away. That we can actually, like, play with teams. So that was nice.
Yeah. Looking at the season as a whole, at the end of the year, maybe some individual goals that you set out for this season and some team goals?
Some individual goals were, you know, just kind of improve my offensive, like, ability to be more versatile. And before the end of the season, you know, right now I'm sitting at maybe, like, one assist per game. I'd like to, you know, get my passing ability up before the season and add them to the assist column. And as a team goal, we'd like to, you know, finish this season out strong and not, you know, have one good game and then kind of settle for that and ride the rest of our season off of that emotion and not really play too well. We'd like to keep that going and get a nice, like, streak, not necessarily a streak of winning, but a streak of just playing good. And I think, you know, winning will just come with that if we play how we can.
That it will. Well, Zach, you know, you played leading scorer last year as a freshman, busting on the scene. But this year, if you had to pinpoint one part of your game that you've improved on the most since last year, what would that be?
I would say the most I've improved on is probably, you know, playing, not depending on others to play well. Like last year, if maybe our guards were having a bad game, you kind of see my numbers dip too because I depended on them a lot to get the ball to me in the post. But this year I added a face-up game where if I want to, like, if we need a score, I can just get the ball and face up, and I can see the double teams a lot easier, you know, create plays instead of just letting my teammates around me create the plays and me just, like, you know, score. So.
Yeah. So getting away from basketball a little bit here, Zach, let's look at your other sports, also involved in football, track, and baseball. So out of the four sports there, do you have a favorite?
My favorite's always been basketball, but, you know, I used to hate football, like, with a passion. Football's kind of growing on me, so I'd say that's a close second to basketball, but basketball will probably always be my favorite.
Okay.
I played that since I was about 4 years old, so that's always been the favorite.
Sure. And do you have a favorite player? I understand you're a nice Hawkeye fan, but any particular basketball player that you maybe emulate after?
I'd say my favorite is probably LeBron James, but the one I kind of, like, look at and want to be like is DeMar DeRozan.
Okay.
He's like a small forward guard type mix.
Yeah.
That's not really, trying to be a guard mix, but I like his face-up game, and he uses the mid-range a lot, and now he's expanding to the three-point line. I like to do exactly what he's doing, you know, cause definitely expand my game a lot.
And a little bit of everything. Well, here's Zach. This can be sports, non-sports related. What do you like most about being a Husky?
Definitely, you know, everyone here is really friendly. Like, you come into school, you have a lot of teachers that just say hi to you, no matter who you are.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's nice to always have. It's a great community, I get. Like, everyone's nice here. There's not necessarily a lot of, like, bullying or bad stuff that goes on. And also, red's my favorite color, so that helps.
There you go. That's always a plus.
And the dean of students is probably one of the best workers in the whole school.
Okay. Had to get a shout-out to there. Right on. Well, outside of sports here, when you're not involved in all these different sports in school here, Zach, what do you find yourself doing in your free time?
A lot of video games. I'm big with some video games, you know. Some Call of Duty or NBA 2K or Madden. So that's what I find myself doing a lot of the time when I have some spare time.
Okay, is that the latest games then that you're on?
Yeah, right. I've been playing new Call of Duty a lot, so that's what I've been up to.
Okay, awesome. Last question before I let you go here, Zach. Our sponsor, Hedge Above Lawn Care, prides themselves on core values such as honesty, integrity, dependability, and quality. With that in mind, what are your core values?
One of the huge ones is probably accepting everyone, you know, giving everyone a fair shot to do what they want to do or, you know, kind of help them out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of kids don't have the opportunities to do things other kids do. So if you can go out of your way to help them achieve, like, get an opportunity to achieve something and show, like, what they have to show for everyone,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's kind of huge. So that's something that I try to pride myself on.
Right on. Well, Zach, it's been fun talking to you here today. Congratulations on being our Athlete of the Week, and best of luck the rest of the season.
Thank you.
And that was Highland Zach Leshick, this week's basketball Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Big week for Zach, 36 points in that big win over Wapello, leading the team in his sophomore campaign. Big start to his season. Best of luck to him and his teammates the rest of the way. Let's step aside. That'll do it for today's show. We got to thank our sponsors right after this on AM and FM KCII.